Hey friends, I know you love a good how-to episode. So today I'm going to do a little behind the scenes and a little bit more of the how versus just the why of how I keep my hormones balanced long-term as a busy mama. And I'm going to share with you some of my daily and weekly routines, systems, things that I just do on a regular basis to prioritize my hormone health, to prioritize my stress levels being reasonable, and to prioritize my nourishment so that I can continue to do all the things. So let's do it. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. Emily Chaudry is a registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. I feel like I need to start with a disclaimer on this podcast. This is not a start from scratch, start from the beginning. This is how you keep your or start to balance your hormones. This is really more about how I am maintaining happy hormones, good periods, and good PMS levels after essentially years of work on this. But it doesn't have to take you years of work to get to the place that I am. My hormones have been pretty balanced and pretty stable for a fairly long time now, even between babies. So I just want to remind you, though, that the two biggest things that I see over and over again causing hormone imbalance are your body not having the ingredients or nutrients to make hormones well. So that means to make appropriate amounts of estrogen, not too much, not too little, appropriate amounts of progesterone. So to be ovulating well, to be able to make those progesterone levels that are adequate and optimal. And it also needs to be able to have the ingredients that it needs to be able to detox hormones well. And that means that your body needs to have good liver function, good gut function, good thyroid function. All of those things take a lot of energy and nutrients as well. And so it's really important that your body actually has those ingredients. And so if you are in a place where your hormones are imbalanced, you're having bad periods, a lot of PMS, low energy, heavy periods, any of those symptoms, there is a good chance that one of those things is not happening, that your body doesn't have what it needs to feel safe and make hormones well, or it doesn't have what it needs to detoxify hormones well. And so that's where Nourish Your Hormones comes in. And in Nourish Your Hormones, my signature six-step program to balance your hormones naturally, you are going to learn exactly how to make sure you're getting the right ingredients to make hormones well in step one. And in step two, you're going to learn how to detox hormones well. So those are the first two steps that make the most impact. And those are literally at your fingertips the second you enroll in Nourish Your Hormones. So that is the place to start. If you don't have the basics in place where you're not nourishing well, you're not sure if your blood sugar is balanced, maybe your gut is a mess, and you're having a lot of hormone symptoms, that is where you go. I will walk you through everything step by step. You will have 6 months of course access, as well as access to the live Q&A calls with me, where you can ask me any question you want to. You can ask questions as well in the community, meet other women who are going through the same things and form study groups with them, have accountability buddies. Like, it is such a great community. So when you join us in Nourish Your Hormones and you are ready to have those pain-free periods, no PMS, better energy, I will be ready to welcome you, ready and excited to help you. And if you are in a place where you're a little bit more stable, feel like your hormones are on track to being balanced, but you want some maintenance tips, then that is what this episode is for. And it's kind of like the next steps or some other things to think about if you feel like your nourishment and detoxification is in place pretty well. So some of my favorite daily things to do, and this means almost every day, I don't do it perfectly, but the daily things that I think about and I kind of check in with myself on a daily basis to make sure that I am getting these in, number one is getting daily morning sunlight. Or if for some reason morning sunlight is not an option, then definitely evening sunlight or afternoon sunlight, getting some sunlight in. But I do prioritize morning sunlight as much as possible. Why do I do that? Why does it matter? Well, getting outside and getting some of that morning sunlight either at sunrise or within about an hour of sunrise or about an hour of your waking time, hopefully that all lines up generally, getting that sunlight without glasses or contacts allows you to start to balance your circadian rhythms for the day, which means that your sleep-wake cycles are much more synced with nature, which is how our bodies were created to work. And so that helps reduce stress hormones like cortisol, which will mess with your estrogen and your progesterone. It helps decrease anxiety, increase mood, increase energy. And a lot of times you can kind of stack that with a little bit of movement or a little bit of quiet time or something else that is a good, healthy part of your morning routine if you're spending a few minutes outside. So I would love to say 10 to 15 minutes. If it's 5 minutes, that is still absolutely better than nothing. And so daily sunlight, but specifically morning sunlight, is something that I prioritize as much as possible. And I will just go out on my front porch or go out in the garden, hopefully as soon as possible after waking up. I'll take my kids outside with me. They're usually hungry. They can have an apple. I can drink my protein hot chocolate or my egg cloud drink or something like that that I'm doing to get my body some fuel right away in the morning and just take a few minutes to be outside. I'll water my garden or something like that. And then move along with the day. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be fancy. But honestly, giving yourself that little bit of time to have like a little bit of a slower wake up too can be really supportive of your stress hormones as well. So number two is prioritizing blood sugar balance. This is something I'm thinking about on a regular basis throughout the day. What that looks like for me is just a really assessing my meals and making sure that I am following the principles that I know to follow and that I'm not falling off the wagon or forgetting to nourish myself well. And so that means getting something right away when I wake up in the morning, making sure that my, like what I would consider my real breakfast within the next couple hours or hour and a half or so is heavy in protein. Personally, I like to shoot for at least 20 grams of protein for my breakfast. Really closer to 30 is really ideal for me. And I don't shoot for a really high carb breakfast. If anything, maybe a matched ratio, but I find that I do really well with more protein for breakfast and definitely not only carbs or primarily carbs for my breakfast. This is my personal research on my own body. And so yours may be a little bit different, but I prioritize a high protein breakfast within that first like hour and a half of waking after I've already had a snack and making sure that I am sitting down and eating my meals as much as possible and that I'm getting consistent meals with my children throughout the day so that my blood sugar stays balanced. And that looks like, you know, eating real food at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, hopefully sitting down most of the time and just focusing on those balanced macronutrients and getting enough protein and getting good quality with my food. I focus on all of those things on a daily basis for blood sugar balance. And sometimes I have days where I go too long and maybe like I have some things going on and I wait too long for lunch or something like that. And I always notice that I just don't feel as alert. Maybe I feel a little bit more sluggish, a little bit more brain fog. And so it's really worth it to me because I've noticed what patterns I follow to be able to prioritize blood sugar balance. And that is one of the things that I absolutely credit with me having really great energy despite, you know, multiple nights of sick kiddos or multiple days of stress or, you know, things just being out of the ordinary sometimes. I almost always still have good energy. And I really try to also prioritize rest. And what that looks like, this is number three, what that looks like is I really try to prioritize an earlier bedtime as much as possible, try to prioritize less screen time at night as much as possible. And there are nights where I'm still doing things on screens later than I would like to. But if that happens, I really try to balance that with multiple nights of not doing that, with turning off my phone early, with cutting off work, you know, earlier in the day. And so it really, to me, is about balance and it is about paying attention to what your body needs and then adjusting versus trying to make it perfect every single day. So prioritizing rest for me looks like adjusting my wake up time, if possible, if I need to stay up a little bit later to get something done because the kids have been busy during the day or because someone was sick, and really trying to be flexible with that. So if it looks like I'm not going to be able to get up earlier in the morning because, for example, my 2.5-year-old really likes it if I stay with him, and if I get up before him, a lot of times he will also wake up. And so it just gives me more peace every once in a while to stay up a little bit later. But I know that I'm going to be making up that sleep in the morning. And so keeping it reasonable and not letting myself get carried away with how late I'm staying up, or knowing that I can't do multiple nights in a row or multiple nights out of 3 or 4 nights, that is really helpful for me to just kind of like keep that balance. So I prioritize rest in any way that I can. And I also try to make up that rest. If I do have a night that just didn't go well, kids are keeping me up, I stayed up too late, whatever that looks like, or had to get up really early, then I'm going to look and see, like, is it possible for me to just take a nap? And maybe that's once every couple weeks or once a month. And just giving myself that grace to say, the laundry's not going to get folded today. And that is fine, because me taking care of my body, supporting my adrenal glands, getting the rest I need is going to be more important. Or really prioritizing that early bedtime and being able to let some things go has been really helpful for me as well. So just, you know, I want you to hear that this does not mean I'm perfectly in bed at 9 p.m. every single night and my phone's been off for 2 hours. That would be great. And I would feel really good if I was doing that. And that honestly is a goal of mine. Like, I would love to get in a routine where I'm doing that more consistently. And I just make adjustments where I can to keep it as balanced as possible. And so I think the beauty of that is that we can give ourselves grace. And then the kind of like danger zone of that is that sometimes we can give ourselves excuses in place of grace, where we can say, like, you know, I can just do what I want and I'm just gonna go off the rails for 2 weeks and stay up late watching shows every night or something like that. And really going back to the foundations of, I want to take good care of my body because I know my body is working for me. I know it responds so well when I nourish it with sleep and exercise and sunshine and good food. I have learned that over and over again. And so it really is worth it to me to prioritize those things. And the number 4 on a daily basis that I prioritize is movement. And this also doesn't look perfect, but when I am consistent, I really try to, you know, most of my days or a lot of my days, I'm with my kids. And so there's lots of just movement throughout the day. And I still would love to get a workout in several times a week, get a walk in with them. And so just kind of having it on my mind, like, where could I do this today? Could this be early in the morning? Could it be during nap time? Could I do some squats in between folding laundry? Sometimes that's what it looks like. Can I just take the kids for a walk in the afternoon when maybe they would be like ready to have a meltdown? I won't say it never. There are days where it turns out pretty perfect, but I wouldn't say those are regular or predictable. And so many, many days, it's just kind of like, how can I nourish my body with exercise or with movement in some way? And holding on to that value so that as, you know, things change with my kiddos' ages and with our schedule, that I can hopefully make that look more shiny and perfect at some point, but being content with what I can do now to keep my body healthy and strong is a place that I am willing to stay content and happy in. Okay, and then I'm going to share just 3 things that I do on kind of a weekly basis. Sometimes it's like 2 times a week, and sometimes it's once a week. It just kind of depends on the phase of my cycle, or the phase of my life and what's going on. But at least on a weekly basis, I really like to do a little bit of extra detox support. And so I do that in 3 different ways, or there's more than 3 different ways, but these are the ones I do the most consistently. So first one is doing castor oil packs. And castor oil packs are probably something that you are familiar with. You've heard me say, I love castor oil packs because the castor oil is applied directly to the liver, and then you put a pack over the top of it that kind of wraps around your body, and it helps just kind of like hold the heat there, hold the oil there, and make sure it's getting where it needs to go. And that oil is really anti-inflammatory and really brings good, healthy blood flow to the liver. And so it can help decrease inflammation in the liver. It can help detox estrogen and detox iron specifically. And it is really easy. really not very expensive and not time consuming because all you have to do is put it on and then go about your life or go to bed. And so I love castor oil packs. They can help with digestion. They can help with sleep. They can help with skin issues. There's so many ways that it can help your detoxification. And I see it most helpful for painful periods. And so I personally don't have painful periods. I just do it over my liver, but I've had clients do it over their uterus as well prior to their cycle, and it can make a really big difference. So I prioritize doing a castor oil pack, hopefully 1 to 3 times a week, depending on the week, especially prioritize that in my luteal phase. So between ovulation and my next period, because that's the time where our bodies need the most support detoxing estrogen. So castor oil packs are something that I do on a regular basis. And I also will try to do some additional lymphatic support throughout the week. And this is a little bit less of a set routine. It's just something that I kind of think about on a daily / every few days basis. Like, what can I do for some lymphatic support? I have a full lesson on lymphatic support in Nourish Your Hormones, but I love to do like some dry skin brushing. Make sure if you are doing dry skin brushing, make sure you look up dry skin brushing for lymphatic support. There's tons of videos on YouTube, but you may be doing it wrong. Essentially, if you're doing it like super short, a couple minutes before a shower, there's a specific way that you need to do that. And I try to do kind of that specific longer routine about once a week, maybe twice a week on a good week. Or I will do some rebounding pretty, you know, at least a few times a week. There's something called the Big Six for lymphatic drainage. I'll try to do that, or even like some facial ice baths. There's lots of different ways that I do lymphatic support, but I definitely want to make sure I'm focusing on that at least once or twice a week so that I can continue to support that detox system. And then my very favorite, to be honest, way to really get the most bang for your buck to support the liver. And the liver is so important in women's health, in detox, in estrogen production, blood sugar balance, all of these things that I talk about all the time, is doing coffee enemas. And a lot of you are going to be like, what did she just say? Yes, I did say coffee enemas. It is what it sounds like. And you can do all the research you want on your own about how that actually works, how to do it. It is a very like diluted form of coffee, but the science behind it is that there is a vein that goes from your colon to your liver called the portal vein. And that directly, when you have coffee in your colon, this diluted form of coffee, that caffeine can directly stimulate the liver to do a better job in detoxifying. And when you are able to hold that coffee in your colon for about 12 to 15 minutes, up to 20 minutes, all of your blood in your body goes through your liver about every 20 minutes. And so you can really support blood purification, detoxification, not only of the gut and the liver, but of your whole body by doing coffee enemas. And so many of you will be like, I'm out on that one, totally fine. But I see really great benefits. I feel really clear. I feel really just energized, and I definitely see good benefits for my gut health as well. And so that is something that I personally choose to do. To me, it's worth it, and I will shoot for 1 or 2 times a week for that as well. So those are my TMI, all the things that I do to support my health on a regular basis. And really, I just want this to be an encouragement to you that you would be able to essentially like have this own information for yourself, or have this information for yourself, where you would be able to tell me like, hey, these are the things that I know work for me and I know I need to do on a regular basis to maintain what I'm doing to take care of my body. And just as a quick side note, my body does need additional detox support right now because we have had mold exposure over the last year. We've had a lot of stressors with health and the house and like all of these things. And so I know that my body needs additional support for my adrenal glands, for my detox systems. And so that is why I focus on these things, not because every single person needs to. But I think that sometimes sharing what I'm doing could help you question, like, do you know what you need to do? Are these things that might be helpful? And even just encourage you that, like, with a busy life in motherhood, you can prioritize these things without it being stressful, without it being overwhelming. And once you just truly understand the baselines that you need to be doing and keeping those things in your routine on a regular basis, it is so much easier to stay on track. And that doesn't mean perfection. You've heard me say multiple times, like, I don't do this perfectly. Sometimes I get off track. Sometimes I have to try again. Sometimes I have to adjust. And I'm not at the point anymore where I have to say, like, you know, nothing's working, everything's terrible, I have to start over and find a new plan. Like, no, I know the plan. And sometimes I need to increase detoxification. Sometimes I need to increase rest. Sometimes I need to increase nourishment. But my body tells me, and I know how to listen to it now. And so that's what I want for you too. And that is what I teach all of my clients and all of my students, is these are the basic steps for hormone balance. And as you start to do them and as you start to see results, you'll know which ones are going to be for you long term. And so I used to teach much more of a restrictive model of health. And I would have my clients at the end of our time together be like, okay, like, can I have dairy back now? Can I have gluten back? Like, how long do I have to keep doing these things? And it has completely shifted where I'm wrapping up with a client and they're like, man, I'm so happy that these things are part of my lifestyle now. It doesn't feel overwhelming. It just feels like what I do. And that is what I want for you, is to feel like taking care of your health is just what you do. It works for you. It's not overwhelming and it's doable, so that you can have that really good health in your hormones and in your body long term. Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, and any information shared here or on any referenced websites is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.